My friends, we are going to grow and get better together. This is not about me. This is about us. Welcome to Win Today with Johnny Martin. Hello, my friends. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Win Today with your boy, Johnny Martin. I am so happy to be back with all of you as we attack another week and hope to use our talents, strengths, and gifts to fill the pages of our own book with all of the great shit that we choose to fill it with. That's right, that we choose to fill it with. At the end of the day, everything that we do is a choice. So we can feel sorry for ourselves, or we can feel grateful for choosing to maximize moments, involve ourselves with good people, extend our hand to those that may be in a more difficult situation right now. But at the end of the day, we choose to shape and cultivate our day in any way that we see fit. At the end of the day, the person you have to be most honest with is the one staring back at you in the mirror. I'm excited to be with you for another week. I'm happy to share with you. And so much of this stuff, folks, that I share with you, you know, I try to be very transparent in telling all of you where these messages come from. But outside of my work for the last 20 plus years in helping others as a coach, as a counselor, as a speaker, as a consultant, this work that I share with you is work that I've chosen to take on in my life in earnest. It's work that I've chosen to do every day because I know I need it. Because just like you that are listening, I am not where I want to be. Every day is a chance to grow and get better. And I can't say that all across the country when I speak to groups and organizations and teams. I can't say that to you in the podcast and not practice that shit in my own life. Am I perfect? Hell no. And that's precisely why I'm doing all this work. We've talked before in other episodes about the daily work, about creating your process, about filling the pages of your book with the stuff that matters most to you. And I share this with you because other people have shared it with me. Other people have passed it along to me. Other people have showed me a better way of living my life. And my hope and prayer is for those of you that are listening, that you understand that you have the ability to do it for yourself too. I'm trying to practice what I put out there. And what I've learned over the last several years is that this daily work, this practice, really works. It truly has changed my life. And I've watched it change the lives of other people. Today I want to talk a little bit about this attitude we have around value in relationships. You know, people say to me all the time, clients that I work with, businesses that I work with, they say to me all the time, well, you know, part of the problem for me, John, is that I'm not surrounding myself with the right people. So there's this recognition that the people that I'm surrounding myself with, the people that I consider to be my friends, the people that I consider to be my family, my loved ones, colleagues, whoever you choose to surround yourself with, I know that they don't want and are not attacking life the same way that I am. But I love them. They're my people. They're my friends. So it brings me to this idea of value. And those people, places, and things that add or take away value from your life. So what I try to do in my daily work and what I try to pass along to my clients is this notion of viewing the relationship we have and measuring how much value these people, places, and things add to our life and how much value we add to these different people, these different places, and these different things. So this notion of value is very important, and it's a construct that we minimize all too often. And I try to keep it really simple. And so sometimes I look at clients and I say, okay, all of these people that you think are not helping you grow, are they hurting you? And usually the initial response is, well, no, they're not hurting me. And so I say to them again, well, how are they helping you grow and get better? And then usually that response is, well, they're not. And so my approach is very simple. If somebody is not helping you grow, and what I mean by that is their presence in your life serves a positive purpose. They don't necessarily have to do things for you. They don't have to help you get things done. They don't have to give you money. They don't have to do any of that stuff. But does their presence in your life serve a positive purpose? And if the answer is no, then this person, these places, or these things add absolutely zero value to your life. So if you want to really break down your life and why you are or are not doing the things that you want to be doing, and one of the things that you point to are people, places, and things that do not add value to your life, then those things have to be eliminated. So for me, the philosophy is extremely simple. Does this person, place, or thing, does this decision I'm about to make, does this day I'm about to spend with these people, does it in any way add value to my life? Either personal, emotional, professional, or financial? If the answer is no, I just don't do it. It's really that simple. I just choose not to do it. Do I miss out on stuff? Of course. Are people going to talk about me? Probably. You have to get to a place where you don't give a shit about the outside noise. That you believe with every fiber of your being that what you're choosing to do is of greater value to you than what you are choosing not to do. The same thing goes for people. This client that I'm working with right now. Well, you know, these people have been my friends since childhood, but they're just not bringing anything to the table that's of value to me. Okay. That doesn't mean you can't love them. That doesn't mean you can't care about them. That doesn't mean you can't pray for them. But if they are exhausting your time, attention, and energy, and have never given you anything back in return, then they are robbing you of your value. They are not bringing any value to your life whatsoever. And those people need to be loved from a distance. Well, John, what would you say about the relationship I've been in for 20 years? I don't want to give up on that. That's not what I'm talking about. Obviously, the relationship you've been in for 10, 15, 20, 30 years has provided great value to your life. But if it isn't providing value right now, where you are as you sit here and listen to this, if it isn't helping you to grow and get better, then the dynamics of that relationship have to change, just as life changes. This whole notion, well, this is what I've always done. Well, if you do the same thing you've always done, you're going to get the same thing that you've always got. It is perfectly okay to get a little bit selfish as it relates to constructing your own journey. Does this person, this place, or this thing add any value to my life? If the answer is no, then the relationship with that person, that place, or that thing has to change if you expect to grow and get better. It's that simple. You will not grow and get better if you are giving your time, attention, and energy to people, places, and things that are not adding value to your life. Because remember, if they are not adding value to your life, then they are taking value from your life. One of the things I do from time to time is I do a quick inventory. I take a quick inventory of the pillars, these things that are most important to me right now. The three pillars for me right now are belief, challenge, and change. So every few weeks, I'll take a quick inventory. And I'll say, how do the people, places, and things that I am allowing, intentionally allowing, in my life right now add to those pillars? How do they strengthen the pillars of belief, of challenge, and of change? And every single time I do that, there's always one or two things that pop up that are not adding value to those pillars, which means they're not adding value to my life. That means I have to look at those things and change the dynamic of that relationship. Or I stay stuck where I'm at right now, and I run the risk of not being able to grow and get better. The choice is yours, my friends. I love you so much. Take a look. Take a look at your own life. Do a little inventory. What people, places, and things add value to your life. What people, places, and things are stripping value from your life. And work to change what those relationships look like. It's okay to love people, places, and things from a distance until either you get to a place where you're ready to take that relationship on in a different way, or until those people, those places, or those things begin to add value to your life again. As always, be good to those you love. Let them know you love them. Have a great week. I'm out.
Thank you to Seven Roads Media and co-producing the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe on whatever platform you're on. Without you, I cannot continue to do what I love. You can follow me personally on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real John C. Martin. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with comments and questions after each episode. Your comments push me to get better every day. As always, thank you for your continued support, and don't forget, win today.